Thanksgiving is right around the corner. Now, do you want to know what you need to do to make sure you continue to heal your eczema, things don't get thrown out the window, and at the same time, it's not stressful? Want to know what to do? Stay tuned. So here's the big question. How do you heal your eczema for good? How do you get to the point where you're comfortable in your own skin and aren't embarrassed to show it off? How do you stop using creams and medications that only work for a short while and find a long-term solution? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Jocelyn Diaz, and welcome to the Eczema Free Journey Podcast. Hey guys, Jocelyn jumping in here again. I wanted to let you know that today's episode is sponsored by Audible. If you haven't heard of Audible, it's the easiest way to listen to audiobooks. If you don't have Audible currently, you can get a free audiobook today and a 30-day free trial to Audible as well. If you don't like it, you can cancel before the 30 days are up and you still get to keep the book, which is what I love. They don't just take it away from you. They have so many titles, including several of the medical medium's books, including his newest one, Cleanse to Heal. So the audiobooks are amazing for busy moms. We're constantly on the move, right? Well, with Audible, you don't have to sit down and read a book. You can be driving, moving, bathing the kids, taking a shower, exercising. You can pretty much be doing it all as us moms normally do. Another great thing about Audible is the ability to listen across several devices without losing your spot. I don't know about you, but I hate when I lose my spot in a book, and with Audible, you don't gotta worry about that. Get your free audiobook and start your free 30-day Audible trial by going to audibletrial.com/eczema-free. Once again, that's audibletrial.com/eczema-free. Alrighty, hope you enjoyed today's episode. We're about to jump into today's podcast, but before we do, I wanted to share something with you. If you're looking to get your child eating better, I have something to help, and it is completely free. After struggling for way too long trying to get my two kids under 4 years old to eat more fruits and veggies, I finally discovered 8 key ways to improve their eating, and I wanted to give it to you. Why? Because I know the struggle, and I don't want you to have to go through that any longer. So I am sharing something that I've tested myself. These methods are what has worked for me. They're surprisingly simple and effective, which is why I thought you could really benefit from it. If this sounds like something you'd be interested in, download your copy now at theeczemafreejourney.com/e. That's theeczemafreejourney.com/eat. All right, now that that's off my chest, let's get to that podcast I told you about. Hello, hello, Healing Nation. Thank you so much for joining me again on the Eczema Free Journey podcast. Guys, my name is Jocelyn, first off. But Thanksgiving, I feel like I just talked about how Halloween was almost here and now Halloween is gone and Thanksgiving is around the corner. Now, with this holiday season here, pretty much, it can be pretty difficult to stay on track with our healing. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't want to heal. It just means things get a little bit more tricky. You have people to, you know, you have people that question your methods. You have people that want to know more. You have temptations. You have, like, it gets difficult, right? We got to be honest here. It isn't always easy. And the holidays just kind of add to that kind of confusion side of things. So I want to talk about how to handle Thanksgiving specifically like an eczema healing pro, because that's what you are, all right? Now, first things first, family members. That's where I want to start, because this I've run into, and I think it could just make things much harder, but there are a lot of things that we can do to prevent issues. So here we go. So we all have those family members that make sticking to our plans a bit harder. Now, that can be that they question you, that they ask you questions that you don't really know the answer to. And that can be intimidating, especially when you have someone that's a bit strong opinionated and they make you feel like what you're doing is wrong. Now, this is very common to happen, especially in the beginning of your healing process where you're still learning and you're still not sure if what you're doing is right, and it's normal. So if you run into this, welcome to the club. There's nothing wrong with you, but it can be a bit intimidating and it might make you doubt things. Now, what I've found to be helpful is to actually be informed about what you're doing and why. So if you're changing, let's say you're going gluten-free and you get to the party and you have a family member, or better yet, you know what? Sugar, because sugar is something that's always around. So let's say you get to a party and, you know, you decide not to have a piece of cake. And you get that family member like, oh, it's just one piece of cake. Like, it's no big deal. And for you, it is a big deal. You can simply, you know, just try to explain how you know that sugar really affects your eczema and it flares your eczema up and it makes you really itchy and it gets painful and you'd rather avoid that altogether. Now, this way you've explained why you're doing, you've explained the effects that it has on you, and you're letting them know that you're serious about it, right? So instead of just saying, oh, no, I'm good, or like, yeah, you know, you're right, but no thanks. Instead of letting them believe that you believe in what they're saying, you can let them know that you have your own opinion. And, you know, there's a reason behind what you're doing. You're not crazy. There's something, you know, that you truly believe in behind all of this. So that's just one thing that you can do. I actually dedicated an entire episode just on how to handle family members at family parties when you're trying to heal. That's episode number 104. So if you want to know more about how you can handle those family members that are always around, that will always be there, go check out episode 104 where I chat more about that. But once again, it's completely normal. Just, you got to roll with it sometimes. It'll go away at one point. They'll start to realize that, yeah, hey, you know, she really is sticking to this. Or, you know, that this isn't just a joke kind of thing. So make sure you go check out the episode if you want some more tips on how to handle family members. Now, Thanksgiving is a day to be grateful. It's a day to, you know, think about all the things that you have and think, be thankful for it, right? Now, obviously with that comes a lot of food. At least in my family, and I feel like the American way, it is a very food-related celebration. And a lot of times, you may be in a predicament where there's things there that, like, nothing is eczema-friendly, or nothing is on the diet path that you chose. So what you need to do is you need to think ahead, right? If you know that your cousin Linda is all about deep frying foods and it tastes amazing, but you know it's horrible for your health, it's horrible for your eczema, then you need to prepare. Now, there are several ways that you can address this, but the easiest way is to be like, hey, I'd love to make something and be able to bring it for you guys, for everyone to share. And, you know, you offer up a dish that you'd love to eat and you can eat all by yourself if you have to. And that way, you know what's going in the dish is not going to hurt your eczema. You know you're going to have something to eat. And if you want to go crazy, you could take more than one thing. But at the same time, you're offering to take for everyone. So you're not just going to go and have your own plate of food. You can share. You can, it's so funny I'm saying share. My two kiddos have been fighting a lot over things. So share is like a very common word in my home right now. So anyways, you can, you know, show everyone what it is you're eating, that it still tastes amazing, and that it's good for you, right? So if you know that your diet's going to be completely different from what's going to be prepared, prepare your own food and offer to take it for everyone to enjoy. Now, there are so many dishes that you could take for Thanksgiving. You could take salads. You could take pies. Yes, you could take dessert. You can take your own turkey with better ingredients, right? There are healthier versions out there. You can take absolutely anything and have your own spin on it so that it's, you know, it goes with the diet that you're on right now. So if it's gluten-free, you can have a gluten-free, you know, meal. You can have a sugar-free meal, anything that you'd like. But the point is to go prepared and don't expect to have food that's going to be accommodated to you. So don't be surprised when you go there without food and say, oh my gosh, there's nothing that I can eat, because you got to think of these things ahead. Right. If you want to make sure that things go smooth, you gotta take action. And you have to know that odds are people are going to be eating different. And the more traditional route includes things that aren't really eczema friendly. Now, with all of this being said, I think that's the main thing you need to do. If you want to not be stressed about Thanksgiving, you need to take dishes that you're going to be able to eat yourself. Now, with that, really, really important note. You need to have compassion with everything that you do on this journey. You don't need to be perfect. If you do take a dish and you get there and you see this amazing pie that your aunt made that is the best pie that you've ever had in your life, that you've always looked forward to, and you only see it on Thanksgiving, have the freaking piece of pie. Like, I think it's bad for our health and our mental health for us to be so strict that we're stressing over what we eat. I'm not saying that it's, you know, it's okay to always fall off the wagon anytime that you see a dessert. No. But there are special occasions and there are times where it's okay. It's okay to have a dessert. It's okay to eat something that isn't really on your list. We all have different, you know, healing journeys that we're on. If you've gone a super strict route because you're in so much pain that you just can't, power to you. Don't eat that dessert. But if you realize that you're having stress and that food is not becoming a fun thing for you anymore, that you think of food and you're getting anxiety, that's where you need to make sure you have compassion. If you're feeling okay on this strict diet and you're just full force healing, cool. That's amazing. Some people can do that. I, on the other hand, went really strict and food was stressing me out. Like, I was causing fights between me and my husband because I was just really, really, really tense about it. I was really tense about everything that was going in our bodies. I wanted to make sure we were all healing. I wanted it to be done quickly. And that's not how it works. So I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be perfect on Thanksgiving. You don't have to be perfect on any day of the year. And if you do see yourself stressing out over food, what really works for me is I literally just think of the word compassion. And compassion to me means give yourself a break, cut yourself some slack. You're doing the best you can. And with just those simple little thoughts, I'm just like, okay, Jocelyn, take a deep breath. You're okay. You're doing great. So try it out. You never know. It really does help for me. So guys, that is it for today. I hope this really helps you just kind of get a better grasp on how to handle Thanksgiving. Just get some clarity beforehand. Set some goals so that you're not surprised by anything and be prepared. You want to have stuff to eat? Take them yourself so you don't have to worry about anyone else doing it for you. Make sense? All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed. Remember to believe, to learn, and to take massive action. I hope you have an amazing holiday season without stress and just full of love. I will see you guys on tomorrow's podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. Don't forget to download your free guide to improve your child's eating at theeczemafreejourney.com/eat. That's theeczemafreejourney.com/eat. See you next time.